You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Crowns of Courage. The art of decorating the body with henna is truly ancient. It goes back some 5,000 years. The intricate henna tattoos might be applied simply for their beauty, or they can symbolize passages in life. And such is the idea behind Crowns of Courage. It celebrates women who are coping with cancer by giving them elaborate, beautiful henna tattoo crowns. It began in Grand Rapids in 2016 and became was displayed during Art Prize in 2017. And with us now is the creator of Crowns of Courage, henna tattoo artist Amanda Joy Gilbert. Amanda, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And we welcome one of the women who have been crowned, breast cancer survivor Becky Richard. Hello, Becky.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So good to have you both with us. Amanda, my understanding is you were introduced to henna a number of years ago working with the refugee population in West Michigan?
Yeah, back in 2010, I was working with both the Lutheran Social Services and Bethany Christian Services, actually going to school at the time for intercultural studies. And I met so many different refugees from different parts of the world and different backgrounds and religions, and saw this art on multiple of my friends. And I was like, wow, this is a beautiful art form that breaks all cultural boundaries, religious boundaries, and really brings beauty on the skin as well as bringing women together in a powerful way. And I had fallen in love with it. Just, I've always loved art and working with other cultures. So,
who taught you to do it?
I actually had taught myself. I just started applying it on myself. I've dealt with anxiety most of my life, so I always went back to art. And using this art form to reconnect with my body and to love myself and to calm myself has been really therapeutic. And so I just continue to practice it on my own and look up designs and start researching it more and more.
And then what gave you this idea of crowning women who are cancer survivors?
Well, was initially trying to get in the hospitals to use it as a form of ministry and healing, and not many got back to me or really knew what it was about. So I had found a salon in Comstock Park called Beautiful You, who give free services once a month to cancer patients. So makeup and hair, massage, all that. And met a few women there who had had to shave their heads for the first time. And it's a really emotional thing for them. And to be able to be there and just be a vessel for them to talk with, to do a personalized tattoo on, and then also just to offer a crown that fit them perfectly on their heads. Because when else are you going to have that or be able to do that? Has been really fun.
And then in the process, I know people wind up with you photograph your crowned survivors. What kind of experience do you create in the process of doing this?
So we first have them come in and share their story with us, and then have a makeup artist come in and do makeup on them, put eyelashes, eyebrows, make them feel beautiful. During that process, we really get to know them as a person and ask them, what is your identity? Who do you say you are? Because we want to apply that onto their skin and put that on their heads or on their arms or write down mantras or Bible verses to encourage them for the next 2 weeks and make them feel bold and strong and beautiful. And then once we do the crown, we'll have a photographer or videographer to capture those moments and, yeah, to share their story.
And you do a big reveal, right? They don't see what you're doing until everything is done, and then there's a big reveal moment?
Yeah, that's the best part. So, yeah, they're not allowed to see the makeup or the henna until we're fully done, and then we allow them to look in the mirror. And it's a really powerful moment for them.
Becky Richard, you were crowned last summer. At that point, where were you in your breast cancer treatment?
Well, I was about 4 sessions into my chemotherapy, and I had had a few months before a double mastectomy. So I was at a pretty low place in my life, and it was an incredible experience just to have someone who just sat me down and wanted to know about me and my life and my family and my journey and my faith. When you are diagnosed with cancer, your world is just swirling around you. It's just a devastating experience, and I describe it like living in a hurricane. And this experience was for sure the eye in my hurricane, because Amanda and the other artists were just able to just stop and really take the time and find out about me and get to know me. And it was a definite turning point in my healing.
How did it change for you?
Well, it changed because I was able to step away from all the medical diagnosis and treatments and the harshness of the medications I had to be on, the chemotherapy, my hair falling out, the nausea. I couldn't eat. I was weak. And just for those few hours, I was just able to sit still and relax and just remember who I was again. It was just wonderful.
And then when you had the moment where, okay, Amanda was done, the work is done, and you got to see yourself and all of your henna'd beauty, what was that moment like for you?
You know, it was so special because it was the first time in a long time that I had felt beautiful. People that know me know that I don't have a self-esteem problem. I've always liked the way I look, but chemotherapy really, and a cancer journey in general, just really wears you down physically, emotionally, spiritually. So I was at a low point in my life, and seeing myself with my henna crown, it's really hard to describe. It was a wonderful moment.
And then over the next couple of weeks, while you had that henna crown so visible, what kind of response did you get when you're out and about?
You know, that was really the most amazing part to me. So one example, I was at the grocery store, and, you know, I chose to never wear a wig. So I would go about my, you know, days just bald, walking around, and I was pretty used to people glancing at me and then looking away nervously or giving me a look like they felt sorry for me. And that was with my henna crown, it was exchanged to people coming up to me and saying, "Wow, you look beautiful," or "What is on your head? Is that a real tattoo? Is that temporary? Is that permanent? You look gorgeous. Wow, you're just glowing." So I got all of these compliments, and it really just opened up for people to come and talk to me. And I had these human connections with strangers that I didn't even know. And that in itself just was a nice little boost for me and helped me get through a really hard time in my life.
And we should note, Steve is the artist that also helps you do the crown.
Yes. Yeah, he does the henna crowns with me.
And Becky, I know you're on the Crowns of Courage board now, so this certainly has left an impact on you, and you want to help further this work. But we also want to know, where are you now in your cancer treatment?
Well, I am fortunately nearing the end of my medical treatment. I receive my last infusion this coming Thursday, and then I get my port taken out. So I'm looking at possibly one more surgery for reconstruction, but it feels good to be rounding the corner.
Almost like rounding third and heading third base and heading toward home plate.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to take the next step.
Amanda, I know you've got Crowns of Courage. You are officially now a 501c3, so you are a nonprofit. What is your vision for Crowns of Courage? What do you want to do with this?
Well, our vision right now is to stay local and to kind of just grow it slowly. Obviously, we'd love to crown as many people as we can, but it does take the time and finding the makeup artist and making sure we have a videographer and help, because we really want to empower them by giving them a voice and sharing their story and allowing to be an awareness of a leader, of a goddess, and also of their cancer. And we do also do gatherings every couple months with the ladies who have already been crowned. So we create a community where they can constantly meet and encourage one another. And so we'd like to continue to do that, and then eventually down the road to be able to travel to other places and do it more.
How many have you crowned so far?
Probably over 60 people.
Okay. And I suspect there are henna artists that could be listening to you saying, this is great. I want in on this. So it is the kind of work that could certainly spread. And we'll encourage everyone, you can check out photographs of the women who've been crowned and learn more by going to the website, Henna Crowns of Courage, all one word, hennacrownsofcourage.org. Amanda Joy Gilbert and Becky Richard, thank you so much for sharing this story with us. It is a beautiful story, and these photographs must be seen to be believed. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.